Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, April 7th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple was recently required to let developers redirect users to third-party payment platforms in the App Store instead of using Apple's own built-in in-app purchase system. 9 to 5 Mac has now discovered that the recently released first beta of iOS 15.5 adds support for apps with external purchases following the announcement of a new entitlement option for reader apps. As announced last week, the new App Store guidelines make it clear that the external link entitlement is only available for reader applications. Reader applications are apps that offer digital content such as magazines, books, songs, or video. Think apps like Netflix, Spotify, and Kindle. With this change to the App Store guidelines, developers of these types of applications will be able to offer a single link to purchase content outside of the App Store. The latest beta version of iOS 15.5 has full support for this new entitlement, indicating that these applications let users go to an external website to make their purchase. For example, if the user deletes an application that offers external purchases, iOS 15.5 will show an alert saying that it is not possible to manage purchases and subscriptions purchased elsewhere through the App Store. So if you delete the application, your external purchase or subscription may still exist, and you might need to cancel it through the developer's website accordingly. Another requirement is that the application that offers external purchases can't also offer in-app purchases through Apple's platform. This actually shouldn't be a big issue since many of the reader applications like Netflix, Kindle, and Spotify don't support in-app purchases right now in any form or fashion. But as it stands today, iOS 15.5 is still in developer beta testing, and this new entitlement isn't yet fully available to developers. So the underlying support is there in iOS 15.5, but it remains to be seen when Apple will actually release it to developers and then to the public. In other news today, many things have changed on Twitter since the launch of the social network in 2006, but one thing that's remained the same is the lack of an edit button. This means that users cannot edit tweets after they have been posted, but it looks like that's actually about to change. Twitter has announced this week that the company has been working on an edit feature for tweets since last year. This means that users will finally be able to edit the content of a tweet after it has been posted, and we even have a teaser looking at how exactly this feature might work. At least in terms of the user interface, the edit button will be located beneath the three dots on the upper right-hand side of a tweet, so you can simply tap those three dots, then tap edit to edit your tweet. Twitter says that the edit button will first be released to subscribers of Twitter Blue as a beta feature through the Labs section of the application. Once the company learns exactly how the feature should work and how it shouldn't work, it will be rolled out to everyone. The announcement comes after Elon Musk became Twitter's largest shareholder on Monday and joined the company's board of directors, but Twitter has repeatedly emphasized that this feature has been in development since last year, and the announcement has apparently nothing to do with Elon Musk joining the board or Elon Musk running a poll on his Twitter account asking people if they would use an edit button. Rounding out today, evidence for the launch of OLED iPads in 2024 appears to be growing, with a new supply chain report saying that Apple has three different display providers gearing up for production. There have been so far conflicting reports about what Apple's plans are for iPads with OLED screens, with further disputes about when it might actually happen, but it now seems like things are starting to fall into place. OLED is something that Apple first adopted on the Apple Watch, then brought to the iPhone with the iPhone X. It has not used OLED in either the iPad or the MacBook, but these supply chain rumors indicate that that will change and OLED will come at least to the iPad sometime between 2023 and 2026. Samsung has so far been Apple's lead supplier for OLED screens, offering the most advanced display technology and production. Last month, Samsung was reported to be developing more advanced forms of OLED panels that double the brightness and improve longevity. LG is also reported to be readying itself for orders for OLED iPad displays, preparing to double the production of a plant dedicated to making advanced displays in the right size range for the iPad. Today, a third supply chain report says that display maker BOE is making its own next-generation OLED production plans in hopes that it too can secure orders for an OLED iPad in 2024. If Apple does plan to bring OLED display technology to the iPad as soon as 2024, it likely will need multiple suppliers, especially if OLED comes to more than just the iPad Pro. In fact, in many ways, the mini LED display technology used in the iPad Pro today is better than OLED would be. So it's likely that OLED actually comes to the entry-level iPad models like the entry-level iPad and the iPad Air, because OLED displays are cheaper than mini LED displays to produce. Either way, we expect rumors about OLED iPads to continue over the next 2 years, ahead of a potential release sometime as early as 2024. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.